I would consider it more like a divisional game. You know, when you go out and play the Vikings or the Bears or Detroit, there's a different energy out there. But there's always a different energy when it comes to playoffs because everybody knows it's one or go home. You know, you win that game or you're on a flight the next day. So, you know, there's a different energy out there. Everybody's trying to get the Super Bowl. Everybody's got one goal. But we're excited. This team's been there. We've gone to a divisional championship game. We know what it's like. I think we're a more mature team than we were at that time and mentally stronger team.
How important is it to have experienced the playoffs? You're kind of a young group here. You have some young guys contributing. How important is playoff experience?
I think it's great. I mean, you got to have guys like that. And we were even a younger team when we went to the playoffs the first time. So, but, again, this group of young guys is the ones that were here before, and they went through those playoffs, and they know what it's like to win, they know what it's like to lose, and nobody wants to do that again. But again, we're a mentally stronger team than we were then, and I think we're a better team than we were then.
Thanks, Derek.
Aaron's first playoff start with everything he's been through. Imagine you guys don't worry too much about how he's going to handle that.
Not worry about Aaron at all going into the playoffs. I think he's heading in the right direction. He prepares as hard, probably harder than anybody on this offense, so we know what to expect out of him. It's our job to keep him upright. He's proved that he can do almost anything he wants to do as long as he's not laying on his back.
Have you ever seen him get overly amped up or anything like that? He seems like he just kind of keeps an even keel.
He's always even keel. I mean, I've seen him get amped up, but more on the excited side than on the not knowing what to do side. So, you know, he gets jazzed up for these games, and he's extremely excited for the opportunity to go in the playoffs and make his mark and maybe do some good things around here that some people thought he might not do. Yeah, I think we just got a good group of guys. I think we're just, you know, we've got some things that we do around here that we pride ourselves on. You know, we have great fundamentals, and we play fast. You know, we try to play the tempo the defenses don't want to keep up with, and that's always been our goal around here, and we're not going to stop doing that. We feel like we need to put up 40 every single week. Luckily, we've got a defense this year that's not made us do that. They've been awesome. They've given us the ball and so many great opportunities. I think a scoring offense is really a part of what your defense can do. If your defense can get off the field and get you the ball, then you got a lot more opportunities to score. And, you know, I think they're as much part of those records as we are. You know, you take a lot of pride in it, especially since this offensive line is probably the worst offensive line in the NFL. Probably shouldn't be starting. You know, shouldn't be playing. Has no right being in the playoffs. So, you know, we take pride in our ability. We got another 4,000-yard passer. We got a 1,250-yard back. And we got a pair of receivers that seem to find a way to catch the ball every single week. So, we're excited. Our hats off to those guys. They continue to make plays, and we know that we're going to be what continues to keep that rolling. So we got to protect our guy behind us.
Derek, can you remember the last time you played the same team 2 weeks in a row?
No, I don't even know if that's happened to me ever. So maybe in high school once, but I don't know if I've ever played a team twice in a row.
How strange is it to be preparing for the same guys again and have it be such a different circumstance?
I think it's great. It's a unique opportunity. You know, and the way they decide to play the game compared to the way we played the game makes it that much easier. You know, we really didn't have to see their starters that much. We saw them for the first two series, maybe three series. So we played against a whole group of different guys. But luckily for us, you know, on defensive line, those guys rotate. So the guys that we have to play against are guys that are going to be in that game at some sometime.
Coach McCarthy talked about the big games you guys have played this year as far as the Heights games, the two Minnesota games. And
yeah.
It said that those types of games kind of helped you guys get into a playoff mode in a lot of ways. I mean, do you see it that way? Do you see kind of those games help prepare you guys for what the pace and the frenetic atmosphere that you're going to see on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, those. I mean, I attribute to Sabres like divisional games. Divisional games are different than regular season games, it seems like. When you got the Chicago Bears coming to town or the Minnesota Vikings, it's a whole different atmosphere. You know, things are on the line. The only difference is this week, if you don't win, you got to go home. And everybody knows that. So it's going to be turned up even more. But this is a young team, but it's a team that's already been the playoffs once. It knows what it's like, and it knows what it's like to have to win one game and then lose the next. And we don't want that feeling again. So we're going to go out there, and we're a more mentally tough team this year than we were that year. Yeah, it's great. It's great work for us. And, you know, they still ran games. I mean, they got guys in there. The guys in there were trying to compete to get playtime, too. I mean, you know, you only get dressed 45 guys for the playoffs, too. And every one of those guys had an opportunity to go in there and show what they could do and hopefully get themselves dressed. So, you know, believe me, the guys that were backing them up are still extremely talented. And you know, they gave us some looks and they gave us some twists. They're probably more vanilla in their blitzes than we'll expect. But the line games were still up.
Might be a little upset with the way, you know, the preseason game went, that McCarthy may have game planned more, and then, you know, the fact that you guys won so convincingly last Sunday. Do you think he'll try to use that as motivation. And
well, I think he'd be stupid if he didn't. I think Ken's an extremely smart, you know, coach, and he's going to use whatever motivation he thinks he needs to get those guys ready for the playoff game. But I got a feeling it's playoffs. I don't think anybody needs a jab to be reminded that this is an extremely important game. And, you know, they're going to take whatever motivation they need. And we have our own motivation. We're going to play football our way, and that's Packer football. And we're not going to slow up for anybody. We had a mindset going into either one of those games, and we got a mindset going into this game. And we've got a plan. We're going to execute it.
It's one of the older guys, Darren. Did you get there to say anything? That
my old guy now?
Jeez.
You know,
believe it or not, you are.
You know, the lucky thing for me is everybody that's playing on our offensive line except for Sitton has been to a playoff game, and they know what the atmosphere is like. Sitton's played in some big games this year, and, you know, he knows what to expect, but he's the only guy that this is going to be something new to. So but he's got a great guy. You know, he's got Scott on one side, and you couldn't ask for a better guy at right tackle to, you know, take him through the paces. So he's going to be extremely ready. Yeah, I think it's just a more experienced team. You know, we've gone through playoffs. None of us young guys knew what it was like to be in the playoffs. Obviously, that was our first opportunity in the NFL, and you know, to be in that situation. And you know, we won a game, and that went great. And we lost a game in the championship, which was heartbreaking. So you know, and we've had our ups and downs since then. And you know, so I think we're mentally a stronger team at this point. We're still a young team, but we're an experienced young team.
Thank you.